The Goalies 92.5 Triple M. Bridge and Spidey. You can get us on the Triple M app or your smart speaker anytime as well. Mostly sunny today and 29. The top late shower tomorrow, and then Sunday's looking the goods as well. Finally, it's nice to have a bit of star power on the show.
Not only star power. Hey, we have got football back. We played NRL yesterday, and we have got AFL today. So exciting.
Well, we love playing a little game we like to call...
Yep, round three in the AFL, Sydney versus the Gold Coast Suns. So representing the Gold Coast Suns this weekend is their coach. He's a former assistant coach at the Sydney Swans, but now he's the head coach here at the Gold Coast Suns. Good morning, Stewie Jew.
Stewie Jew.
Good morning. How are we going?
Yeah, good, good. Well, Stewie, you're up against the Sydney Swans this week. It's going to be a tough one, and representing the Sydney Swans is a... They're one of the great ruckmen of all time. He's a Brownlow medalist. He's an AFL Hall of Famer. He also looks after an AFL supporters club here on the Gold Coast. And we're talking about Barry Round. Good morning, Baz.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Barry, I've heard some rumours too that apparently Spider can't even keep up with you at the pub.
Oh, well, hang on, the pub. That's a distant memory. I can't go there anymore.
No. Hey, Barry, before we get into it, I do have to ask you, I'll ask you a quick question before we start pumping all the questions. How many, because being a Brownlow medalist, how many functions would you attend in grand final week during the AFL?
Oh, yeah, well, we usually get in on the Sunday, and I used to be connected with Williamstown in the VFL, so we watched them in the grand final on Sunday, then the Brownlow Monday, Carbine Club Tuesday, Variety Club Wednesday, EJ Witten once Thursday, Van Seng Friday, and the grand final Saturday, and Betty Ford Clinic on Sunday.
And quickly, Stewie, we're going to speak to you a little later on too, because the Gold Coast Suns are doing some great things in the community.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling? How are you going during isolation? Because you got a couple of kids.
Yeah, we've got a couple of kids. So it's been good to have, a little bit more time. So sometimes I normally leave, before they're up. So it's been good to have a bit of time and try and find some positives out of this.
Yeah,
all right, here we
go.
We got three questions. First one in with their buzzer. The buzzer is, of course, the Gold Coast Suns or the Sydney Swans. That's your buzzer. The first question is, here we go. How many times has the Suns met Sydney in the home and away season?
Gold Coast Suns.
Suns.
Oh, yeah. Stewie.
Is that 10?
10? Wow.
Correct. Correct. Yes. It's true for a goal, Stewie. You've kicked a major.
There we go.
Sorry, Suns are 45. All right, the second question. We've got an audio question coming up, but the second question now. One of the Suns' biggest comebacks happened in 2018 against Sydney Swans. They were 29 points down at quarter time, but they actually come back to win the game. What was the winning margin?
Swans.
Swans.
Yeah, Baz.
Yeah, I think about 5 points.
No, not five.
No.
Points.
Stewie.
That was it 14 points?
No, no goal. It was 24 points.
It was
four goals in the end. 53-point turnaround. So, okay. You need this, Baz.
Right on.
Audio question.
All right, we need you to say, we'll play a bit of audio and then buzz in and say what happened next.
Big kick from here, so can Wright get the journey from about 55. Gets a good piece of it.
What happened next?
What happened next?
No,
was it a goal, a point, or out of bounds on the full?
Okay, son.
Yeah, Stewie.
I'm backing me in. Is it a goal?
All the way through from Peter Wright, that kick.
Yes,
Stewie! 2 metre
Peter Wright.
Yeah. All right. The Gold Coast Suns get a win round three in quarantines.
Dear.
We needed to bounce back from last week, so we needed that.
Yeah, you did. You got beaten by Geelong last week, but you bounced back this week. Hey, Barry, thanks very much for being a part of quarantines. Make sure you look after yourself during isolation.
Yeah, Pete, you realise you've got two very successful clubs we're talking about this morning. The Swans are equal top and the Suns are only one game out of the eight.
Yeah. That's it.
Anyway, thank you, guys. Have a good day. See you later.
Good on you, Barry.
Thanks, Paz.
All right, Stewie, and thank you for playing, mate. We're going to speak to you a little later in the show as well because the Suns have announced some really great stuff here in the community. We want to hear all about it. So we'll speak to you shortly.
No worries at all.
All right, Bridge and Spider for Brekkie, the Goldies Triple M.